Tuesday of the month falls on the 15th.
Excuse me. Are you the manager here?
Yeah. I'm Bart Rathbun. What do you want?
One of your cashiers said I couldn't use this coupon.
Let me see.
It says I get a CD of my choice, 50% off, with a $20 purchase at the Electric Palace.
Oh, yes, sir. I see the problem. Look here in the corner.
The asterisk?
Yeah. That means there's a fine print.
But there's no fine print on the coupon.
No, but I got it right here in the store. On this piece of paper, it says $20 purchase must be of batteries for the diamond flashlight. There you go.
But I don't have a diamond flashlight.
You don't? Well, you can buy one in aisle 9. They're a real steal at only $49.99.
So I have to buy a $50 flashlight to get $20 batteries to get 50% off a CD?
Yep, that's a sweet deal, isn't it?
For you, yeah. Don't you think you're being deceptive, Mr. Rathbone?
So?
You're admitting to being deceptive in your advertising?
I ain't admitting to nothing. And it sounds like you're not interested in flashlights. How about if I show you some great deals in fuse boxes?
I don't want a fuse box. I don't want to buy anything.
Then why are you still in my store?
Well, you won't have to worry about me ever being in your store again.
You know what they say? If you can't take the heat, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Rathbone, you've done it this time. Did you get that, Dern?
Every word. The recorder worked perfectly.
Think it'll work for the show?
Oh, yeah. We hit the jackpot, Tanner.
Deceptive in your advertising?
I ain't admitting to nothing.
Oh, this'll teach Rathbone to pull his advertising from my show. The Electric Palace is going down.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Just don't call me Pop. And I'm tired of your bellyache.
But it was an accident, Pop.
That is not the point. It's the principality of the thing. Your grounding is final 2 weeks. No TV, no video games, no pork rinds.
I've learned my lesson. It's been a week already. Isn't that enough?
You're lucky I didn't give you more. What you did makes me sick. It makes me ashamed to be called your parent.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where the...
Hey, can't you see we're talking here?
Oh, sorry.
But it was just the remote. It's not like I lost the TV.
You might as well have. I haven't been able to use it for a week.
But you could just walk up to the TV and change the channels.
Oh, now you're just talking crazy.
You didn't give me 2 weeks, even when I put the hamster in...
Quiet, wait. Listen, quiet.
It's the Electric Palace. Tonight at 7.
What is this?
You won't want to miss our exclusive slam dunk of Bart Rathbone and how he cheats his customers out of their hard-earned cash.
Hey, but...
Here's a preview.
Don't you think you're being deceptive, Mr. Rathbone?
So?
Why?
You actually said that?
Yeah, well, quiet. Your restrictions just became 3 weeks.
But,
Bart may not be admitting to anything, but his customer service... speaks for itself.
Customer service? I got great customer service.
Hi, Mr. Rathbone. I'm looking for...
Hey, there's a map of the store on my desk. Shoot.
Oh, okay. A map? Where?
But we got an exclusive insider who says that Bart Rathbone actually replaces circuits of the kitchen appliances he sells, so they'll fail.
Well, then...
And you'll have to come back for the repair.
Yeah, but...
Will his fraud ever stop?
Oh, boy.
Tune in at 7 o'clock tonight to hear all about that sleazebag, Bart Rathbone, and his house of greed, the Electric Palace.
Oh, boy. What am I gonna do?
Anyway, it's called Cans for Cancer.
Nice, but it could be in Latin.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but we'll be raising funds all month, and if there's any way that Hand Up can help out, we'd really appreciate it, Eugene.
Certainly.
Whitaker!
Bart! Bart, what's the matter?
Oh, you gotta help me.
Huh?
Did you hear about Brian Dern's show coming up tonight?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, it's gonna be an ambush, a massacre. He is gonna have this junk tabloid story about the Electric Palace. He'll ruin my credibility.
What credibility?
What did he say about you, Bart?
He said that I cheated people and treated my customers bad.
And he considers that newsworthy?
That's enough, Eugene. Bart, I don't...
Wait, I'm not done yet. I haven't even told you about Edwin.
Edwin? What does he have to do with this?
Well, he still owns the Electric Palace. And Dern called him for an interview. Edwin said that he doesn't want the Electric Palace to tarnish his good name or some junk like that. He even said that he would get a new manager if this report went bad.
Yeah, well, Bart, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not sure what I can do to help.
You can help me fix this problem and fix it quick-like.
How?
Well, okay. Picture this. You come with me tonight and do the interview on my Dern show. You will be my character witness.
Oh,
what?
Bart, I don't know.
Here, try this. Oh, hi there. I am John Avery Whitaker, but most of my friends call me Whit.
Bart.
And one of my best friends is Bart Rathbun. I'm just getting ready for a time of wonder and adventure.
What?
But before I do that, I'll need some parts from the Electric Palace.
Bart.
Why? You can write your own script.
Bart.
I'll pay you.
Bart, I'm sorry, but I'm not really interested.
Give me one good reason why not.
Well, I can give you several.
And I can supply a multitude.
Well, most importantly, Bart, I don't feel that I could defend you in good conscience. I mean, I don't really care for the way Brian Dern goes after people, but, well, I can't say he was altogether wrong.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do mistreat your customers, Bart, and you often have dishonest business practices.
Oh, come on. Now, you still can't be mad at me about that computer keyboard I sold you.
It had no W.
So you just use the M and turn the paper upside down. What's the big deal?
Would you like some more examples? The transformers, the three-speed fan, the light switches?
Okay. So I've made a couple of mistakes. That's all in the past.
Well, Bart, to be very honest, you just need a change of heart. You need to start treating customers like human beings, not just a way to make money. Follow the golden rule.
I do follow that. It's the one that says it's not real gold if it melts under the hot lights, right?
Oh, I believe Mr. Whitaker was speaking biblically. You know, love your neighbor, or in this case, your customer, as yourself.
Well, like I said, I can do that.
Well, Bart, if you're really serious, you'll have to show me.
Oh, just tell me how to show you and I'll do it.
Well, in that case, what you need to do is start by observing another reputable business in action.
Observing?
Yeah, that way you can see how they treat their customers.
Brilliant concept, Mr. Whitaker. And I know the perfect venue.
Yeah? Where?
Right here.
Huh?
You could be an intern of sorts at Wits End.
Oh, I didn't mean to suggest
No, it's perfect. Mr. Rathbone can learn how to treat customers from one of the most respected businesses in town. Then he can apply his skills here under your hands-on supervision and guidance.
Well, like...
And of course, I will offer any necessary assistance, and I will assure that it wouldn't be an inconvenience.
Well, what do you say, Whitaker?
Oh, I say, well, let's do it.
Excellent. Prepare yourself, Mr. Rathbone.
I'm ready.
By the time Mr. Whitaker and I are finished with you in 3 weeks, you'll be a changed man.
Great. 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Rathbone, do you feel as though you've acquired any helpful knowledge in the last few hours?
Acquired? All I did was watch you guys.
Well, the point was learning through observation.
Oh, sure. I learned a bunch of stuff.
Excellent. Then as Mr. Whitaker is quite busy upstairs, I believe that this would be a good opportunity for you to take your first customer at Wits End.
Great! Let me at him.
Now, I'm prepared to let you deal with customers yourself, but just in case, I have an emergency backup. Here.
What's this?
It's a mini transmitter.
Huh?
You see, you put it in your ear.
Which ear?
This one.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
All right.
I'll advise you from the kitchen.
How am I going to concentrate with you talking all the time?
Oh, I won't talk all the time. I'll watch and listen noiselessly and offer only necessary coaching.
Okay, I guess.
Your first customer's approaching. I shall seclude myself.
Yeah. Do that. Hiya. Welcome to Wits End.
Good start.
Bart, what are you doing behind the counter?
Does it really matter, Riley?
Call him Mr. Riley.
Mr. Riley? Yes?
Oh, nothing. Anyways, I'm helping out here for a while. It was Eugene's idea. Smart guy, that Eugene. He thought it would help me learn how to treat customers.
Oh, really? Well, good for you. Now, that sounds great. But I think you have your apron on backwards.
Oh, yeah, I sat in something, so I turned it around to cover the mess. You don't want the customers thinking you're sloppy.
Very conscientious.
Yeah, peachy. So, what do you want?
Well, I was really in the mood.
Hold up a minute, Mr. Riley. I gotta listen to my ear.
You what?
Just hold it.
Okay.
What is it, Genie?
Mr. Rathbone, there's no need to be so demanding when asking for an order. Why not instead show interest in him as a person? Start a conversation.
But he just wants to order.
Try being conversational. It's how you would want to be treated, isn't it?
No, I would want someone to take my order.
Just try it.
Fine. So, Riley. Yeah, Mr. Riley. It's a nice day. I really like those overalls.
Thanks. I like them, too.
They comfortable?
Sure, they're nice and durable, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You've got pockets, too.
That's right.
You guess you could carry a lot of stuff in there, I bet.
Oh, sure can, yeah.
Well, this is a great conversation, isn't it?
So, can I order now?
Remember, be polite.
Why, sure. What can I happily get for such a wonderful person like you that I am so pleased to serve here?
What?
What do you want?
Oh, I'll have a hot fudge sundae.
Perfect. I have one made up already.
You do?
Yeah, I had some time because all I was doing was watching you.
You were watching me?
Not you. Oh, here's your sundae.
Oh, thanks. Looks kind of like someone sat on it.
Yeah, strange, isn't it?
I think we've got some work to do.
Bart, treating people like you'd want to be treated means listening to what they have to say. I mean, that's what you'd want, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, not just waiting to talk, but actually listening.
Oh, yeah, that's really important there.
So that after you're done talking, you can remember what you talked about.
Oh, I'm right with you.
Well, so what are we talking about right now?
Yeah, huh? Oh, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you mean right now. Could you maybe give me a multiple choice?
Oh.
I didn't order a strawberry shake.
But that's the only kind I know how to make.
But I'm allergic to strawberries.
Fine. Fine. Do you want it without strawberries?
Yes, please.
Okay. There.
But your fingers have been in it.
Oh, there's no pleasing this one. Whitaker! And here's your banana split.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very nice, Mr. Rathbone.
Would you like a napkin?
Sure.
Here you go. Have a nice day.
Very polite, Mr. Rathbone. Well done.
This is just what I need after a tough day.
Lady, you must have had a lot of tough days.
What? Are you saying I'm fat?
Well, if the girdle fits.
How dare you!
Back to square one.
Mr. Rathbone, I can't believe you're giving up.
I ain't giving up. I've just had enough of this training or whatever you call this torture around me.
Bart, you've only been at it for a few hours. Give it some time.
I've learned everything I need to know.
But learning the golden rule is a long and often difficult process.
Yeah, Eugene's right. I mean, if you're really serious about this, you'll need more than just an afternoon helping out around here.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good start, but, you know, after all,
it's... Look, the ship has sunk. My mind is made up. Besides, I got stuff to do this afternoon. Brian Dern wants to interview me in an hour.
And you agreed to the interview?
Yeah. He said he wants to give me a chance to tell my side of the story.
Do you really think that's wise? Mr. Dern has a way of twisting what his guests say.
Indeed.
It's not really the best place to tell your side, Bart. Take it from me.
But this is my chance to show the people of Odyssey how much I'm changing.
Hmm.
I can talk about all that treat others like me mumbo-jumbo thing.
All we're trying to say is that you should...
Hey, come on now. What is the worst that can happen? And that's why we're having the customer treatment sale at the Electric Palace. Yous'll love it.
Bart.
Bring the whole family. We have special offers just for the kids.
Bart!
Like televisions. What family is complete without televisions for each and every...
Bart, we're not on the radio.
And then... Huh? We're not?
No.
But I thought you said...
We're pre-recording the interview. Portions of it will air during the show tonight.
Portions?
Yes. So why don't you let me do the interviewing, okay?
Sure.
So, Bart, you say you've changed.
Oh, I sure have, Brian.
In that case, I think I speak for everyone in Odyssey when I say... What do you think we are, morons?
What?
I mean, how do you expect us to believe that?
I'll prove it to you.
All right, go ahead.
We're starting a special program at the Electric Palace.
Ooh, special.
Yeah, it's called the Customer Treatment Appreciation Recognition Program.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be showing people we care about them left, right, and center.
Where do I sign? Now, it just so happens that we have a special surprise guest on the Brian Dern Show today.
Surprise guest?
We have with us the very person who tipped us off to all of the crooked business dealings at the Electric Palace in the first place.
What do you mean, crooked dealings?
He was a little nervous to go public with his identity, but hey, $50 will loosen anybody up. Are you ready, Rathbone?
I'm on pins and needles.
Folks, let's welcome Bart's own son, Rodney Rathbone. Everyone, just take a seat here, Rod.
How are you, Pop?
You're the one that brought in the fuzz?
Yeah. Funny how that works, huh?
How could you?
Well, it was right after you put me on restriction. I was mad.
So, Rodney, maybe you can tell us what goes on behind the scenes at the Electric Palace.
I don't know.
Oh, really? Maybe this list will refresh your memory.
List?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have here a list that we got a few days ago from our friend Rodney. Maybe you can give us a little more detail on a few of these points, Rodney, like this one. Pop, a.k.a. Bart Rathbone, advertises products that he doesn't even have in stock just to get customers into the store. And then he says... Oh, we just ran out of those.
Oh, that is nothing but a bald-headed lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then could you bring in one of these $15 stereo systems that you've advertised in today's paper?
Well, we just ran out of those.
I'm sure you did. And point number two is a list of words has used to describe his customers. Oh, it looked like we've got some real winners here.
How many points you got on your list there?
47.
Oh, boy.
Now, the list includes such wonderful phrases as boneheads, dirty rotten scums, dolts, dunderheads, nimrods.
What am I going to do
morons
now?
That's a nice one, Rathbone. I have to use that one sometime. Thin-headed turkeys. Dern. Hey, Tanner, did you hear the interview?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's the juiciest stuff since we went after that retirement home. Everybody's gonna love it.
We can't air it.
What?
We just got slapped with a lawsuit by the retirement home.
But, hey, everything I said was true. You saw those varicose veins yourself.
That doesn't matter. We're a small station. Stalling said we can't do any more investigative reports.
You're shutting me down?
Of course not. We've just chosen a new topic for tonight.
Terrific. What is it?
Hey there. Hey, you. You there. Have a flyer here. The Brian Dern Show tonight is a bunch of lies.
You got a lot of nerve, pal! Tonight's show is important!
It's all junk they've got playing tonight. It ain't worth the time of day.
Hey, how dare you, Mr. Rathbone? I was just listening to the show, and I can't believe you would say such a thing.
Hey, I just don't want you to be offended by the garbage on the radio today.
What? Garbage? Oh, Rachel, I can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody read this flyer here. Don't listen to Odyssey 105, and especially not to the Brian Dern Show.
Hello, Bart.
Oh, hi, Whitaker. Eugene.
Interesting flyer. Odyssey 105 plus the Brian Dern Show tonight equals garbage. I'm not certain if that equation is mathematically sound.
Yeah, well, it's gonna help me a lot more than you two did.
Huh?
That golden rule thing was pitiful. Dern didn't buy a word of it.
Oh, Bart, we've been telling you all along. It takes time to learn how to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, tonight you ran into someone who cares about the golden rule about as much as you do. Dern.
Yeah, whatever. So, what are you doing here?
They asked me to speak on the show this evening.
You... What did you do? Gripe and whine about the Electric Palace?
Oh, nothing of the sort, Bart. I just finished an interview. They asked me to speak because I'm one of the sponsors of the project.
Sponsors?
Mr. Rathbone, have you heard what's airing right now?
Yeah, it's me.
Actually, no. I happen to have my portable radio here. Listen.
And next up, we have Sister Mary Kathleen. Now, Sister, where did you come up with the idea for Cans Against Cancer?
Well, we were trying to think of a way to reach out to the community. And we thought, can there be anything more worthy of our help than a children's cancer ward?
Oh, boy, I'm protesting a nun.
And a fundraiser benefiting cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look too good, does it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Rathbone!
I'm the Dern! What are you doing here? You were just on the radio.
Well, that portion was pre-recorded, you see, but I'd love to do a live interview with you right now.
What about?
Now, speak right into the microphone here. Now, I read your flyer. Considering our topic tonight, I was wondering if you could tell everyone why you think that my show is garbage for wanting to help cancer patients.
Are we on?
That's right.
In that case, let me tell you about the thing I like to call the golden rule.
Oh, you have the gold, so you make the rule?
It's this little concept that Whitaker here and I talk about all the time.
It sounds like Bart has a long way to go if he's really going to learn to follow the golden rule. You know, he should have listened to what Whit said. Treating others as, well, we'd like to be treated can be tough sometimes, but it's very important. In fact, in Matthew 22, Jesus said that the golden rule is the second most important commandment. The first is, love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second greatest is, love your neighbor as yourself. Both sound like really good rules to me. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. A Cheater Cheated was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound design by Jonathan Crowe. Music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Walker Edmiston, Steve Burns, Corey Burton, and Bill Schallert. And Will Ryan as Eugene. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.